I'm a believer now.
All right, you're going to hate the next 6 months of your life.
Repeat. We're live.
Howdy, hey, partner.
Dude, chapter number 23 of the Tucked In Tea podcast.
Chapter. I like that.
The Michael Jordan episode.
Oh, okay. Little Mike edition.
Yep. We're the greatest. Second best, maybe?
Greatest.
Is this going to be the second best episode? Or
we'll leave that up to you to decide.
Okay. Well, I guess let's LeBron is also 23, so. Either way, number one, huh?
I wonder why he's 23.
He just randomly picked, I think.
Oh, no. I randomly picked the same number as the greatest player of all time.
Maybe. We don't know the intents of his heart.
Okay, anyway, enough. Enough.
Yeah, enough yapping.
Get to chatting.
Actually, if we stopped the yapping, then we would not have the podcast.
Let's give him a sample of what it'd be like.
Some people prefer this.
Most people do.
Yeah, that's why they don't listen.
Well, you know, they say the majority of America doesn't listen to the podcast.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if you guys were wondering about who's, you know, listening with you, it's about, well, let's just say it's the minority.
That's a good way to put it, Alex. I like how you said that. Yeah.
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 We are the minority.
We're different.
Ooh. We're going to stay different.
We're going to stay tucked.
And all right. See you next week.
See you next week, everybody.
That just has to happen every time.
I thought we were actually done. Oh, man.
No, we still got 25 more minutes on this thing.
Good, because I got so much to talk about. I'm kidding.
I really don't have that much because, you know, we just recorded Tuesday night. We, you know, we're getting over some stuff, some interpersonal fighting. And no.
Kind of though.
You all know I was sick, right? Sick as a dog.
Who are you talking to?
You all.
He looked out at the back of the room as he said that. What is?
You don't imagine a crowd about us.
No, I'd be too scared.
I imagine it 360. I imagine there's people behind me, in front of me, to the left and right of me.
So are we on like...
Above me also as well.
Just a little round stage in the middle of like a stadium?
Yeah, I think that'd be perfect.
That'd be so nerve-wracking.
We could sell out the AT&T stadium.
We'd sell out maybe front row of one section.
Yeah, maybe.
Depends on how many chairs are there. Maybe on the end zone section.
There'd be more security guards than there would be attendees.
That's so funny. There'd be more popcorn stands than there would be people attending.
That's a
they
good
fully
metric.
Staffed
That's a good
the
metric.
Whole thing.
Yeah, fully staffed. All the concession stands are open. That'd be so
hey,
fun.
Bathroom lines would be good. You'd each have your own bathroom. Honestly,
I called the one on section 108.
Well, good thing we're not trying to do that anytime soon.
No, but someday I think we're going to get to that point.
Lord wills it.
Yes. As the Lord blesses and, you know, in this path and journey that is the Tucked In Tea podcast, I believe we're going in faith that we one day will receive fans uncountable.
Just beyond measure.
All right. I was going to say something about me.
I mean, he's the one who giveth the increase.
Yep. And also he takes away. So
blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be his name.
All right.
I was going to say something about me being sick.
Yeah.
And it was a story that I forgot to say, but I think it's worthy of saying. But it is a little bit G-R-O-S-S.
I like grass.
No. Gross.
Oh, did you mow something? Some turf, maybe?
This is a little bit of a gross story. Has to do with upchucking. So if you are a little bit sensitive to that, just scoop by, you know, 5 minutes maybe.
Oh, isn't that little nursery rhyme thing?
How much up?
How much upchuck could a woodchuck upchuck if a woodchuck could upchuck?
No. Also, it's called a tongue twister.
Yeah, nursery rhyme. Same thing. Same difference.
Jack and Jill went up the hill.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us.
Chuck. Jack and Jill went up.
This is so gross. Okay. Tell us your story.
Okay.
About where you lost your Christmas cookies.
So I was in the state of misery. Not Missouri, but I was just feeling very awful.
Pretty close.
And so I went to the store and I needed medicine. Needed it. Okay.
Desperately. Why don't you just tell me to go get it?
I don't like to burden others. I'm a people pleaser to the max.
All right. Even in his misery, he's still self-reliant.
I don't need anyone else to be miserable. But early, before that, I went and I needed something in my stomach, but I didn't want to eat. I just didn't feel that well. So I went and I got a smoothie from Smoothie King.
Okay. What flavor?
It was
the Dude Perfect flavor.
Did they have one?
Yeah, they did. No. I don't know if they have any more.
Epic. What do they call it? I don't even
know.
Well,
do you have time for a short rabbit trail on the origin of it or no? Do you want to get your story
done?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, I was just, okay. On one of their overtime episodes, Get Crafty was them trying to make a smoothie. The best one would be put in the stores.
Oh, so that's how it came about. Sick.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'd love to do that sometime. We should do it. I talk to TT.
We're calling Big Smoothie.
Talk to T Smoothie. That'd be cool. Anyway, so I was drinking my mixed berry something or other.
Wow. And very healthy.
I just wanted all the vitamins, you know. And so
give me those antioxidants.
And so I was sipping away. And I just was kind of going slowly. Anyway, it doesn't really matter how fast I was drinking it.
It's very important.
So I go on about life, and I'm here and there, and I'm in the sickest part of Walmart.
Of the world.
It's that medicine section that is just so gross. Like, walking in there, it's not gross because of where you're at.
What?
But it's gross because of the people. Because
they're all sicklings.
Yeah, it's all of us together. So I was participating in this grossness.
At least you weren't alone.
There, I was just, you know, everyone's coughing everywhere.
Snotting. Is that how you cough?
Only in that section, I'm telling you. Something about it. No. And so I grabbed my medicine, as one does. And I went and I paid for it.
As one does.
As one does. And I get in my car, and I'm leaving, and I'm kind of just driving, just got on my spot, and I'm right out in front of the store at this point.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, boy.
Here comes the heat.
I can taste the mixed berry again. And so I roll down my window real quick, and I just, this is what the sound it made. And a steady stream of mixed berry projectile.
Well, yeah, well mixed.
Yeah, right out of my body onto the cement of the Walmart parking lot. And I was just like, wow. And in that moment,
I was just overwhelmed. I said, wow.
Well, in that moment, I experienced something I never experienced before that I recently had not believed in.
Embarrassment.
Deja vu.
What?
Yeah. I could have sworn that had happened before. And like, yeah. It was just, I never had deja vu before.
You had your first deja vu?
Yes.
Put it there.
Yeah, thank you.
So, I hope you're not doing hand sanitizer. Can I get hand sanitizer? Alan.
I'm a believer now. And anyway, so I'm not done just yet. And so.
Oh, sorry.
It was my first time, you know, puking out of the.
Moving vehicle.
A moving vehicle while driving.
Please keep your arms and legs and up truck inside the vehicle at all times. Actually, that's better out of the vehicle.
And so I got deja vu the first time, and I get back to the campus where we're at, and is it during lunchtime? And I was like, man, what my mom do here? You know, I need my mom. I just threw up.
Did you call her?
I know. But I was like, oh, she would give me Sprite. And you know, it's been known I don't like Sprite here.
Yep.
And I drank of the Sprite, and I liked.
Really?
Yep. So I both liked Sprite, which I don't normally, and I had Deja Vu, which I don't believe in, in the same day.
Do you believe in it now?
I guess so.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. How does that work?
Nobody knows.
Who is Deja?
And
why does he voo?
Well, why is he vooing us?
Whatever that means. But what? I just don't get it. Like, how did I know, or how did I feel?
Man, I don't know. I have zero answers for that.
Someone tell us in the chat.
Email us your explanation for deja vu. I have not done any research on it, so there could be a great explanation about it, but I don't know.
So maybe if we have a neurologist listening.
Ooh, that's a big part of our fan base.
Yeah.
Neurologist.
When we look at the location, the hospital is huge.
That's the hub.
Yep, both in the NICU and in the is it precinct? No, that's the jail, huh?
Yeah. that place too.
Yeah. So someone's let us know, because I'm confused.
Wherever uniforms are worn, that's like where it. We are.
And for Sprite, good job.
Yeah, no ginger ale.
No.
Are you? You're a fan of ginger ale, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, big fan.
I love it.
Best on an airplane.
Agreed.
Okay, thank you.
Agreed. I wish they'd give me the whole can, though.
You can ask.
Isn't that more money?
No.
Oh.
You just gotta, you know, they're sweet up there.
Man, at that altitude.
Everyone's so nice once you get to 26,000 feet.
Temperaments just change with the temperature. I tell you what.
You know, oh, down here on
the
Earth.
The sweetest people I've ever met were at 26,000 feet.
Down here on ground level, there's no way I'm getting the full can.
As we leave the atmosphere, they leave their bad spirits behind.
I love flying.
Fly Southwest.
Today.
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 Right now. Go buy a ticket.
I wanted it so bad.
That'd be fun. Anyway, that should be the title of, if you ever write a book, just name it 26,000 feet.
Yep.
Anyway, sorry about the, we should put a gross label on this episode.
Yeah, you know, some people put like an E for explicit.
Let's put a G.
Guys,
guys, guys,
guys, gross,
gross, double G,
GG, GG.
We should put the title or whatever the episode is just in parentheses. This is gross. It'd be like those YouTube thumbnails or that. I did this.
Went gross.
I was gross for $3 million.
I didn't know I could be this gross.
Okay. He's still laughing. Well, thanks for that story, Alex.
Of course, I figured I had to tell someone.
I'm glad you told all of us.
Every single
one. You have an audience bigger than you know, and it'll never be gone. This story will live on forever now that it's on the air.
Yep. Anyone can listen to it. Isn't that kind of crazy?
Anyone will know. Anybody can know that part of your life, Alex.
Yeah.
Anybody who wanted to.
Which is sometimes the weird part about the podcast, is that sometimes people who you may not be able to conversate with that much
know more about your life than you do.
And then that's what they want to talk about. It's like, no, I got to catch up on you. Tell me about
you
upchuck, and tell me about.
No, we don't need to know about that.
Tell me about you.
How was your experience at 26,000 feet?
What if we make a little section? Well, it's a kind of fan mail, I guess, but I want it to where they can get a little bit of their information out there.
Sure. Like phone numbers, yes. Address, mom and dad's name, maiden name.
Specific stuff like that, please.
Very specific.
And if you want to do that, and then also just tell us what's up with your life. Because we're just telling you random stuff that happened in our week. And we're actually curious about what you did. So.
Yeah.
So you should send that in.
We don't think our lives are the only things that happen throughout the week.
I would be very, it'd be sad.
It would be so sad.
I would cry, probably.
I would bawl my eyes out. More than you even know.
Well, Tread, how was your week since Wednesday?
As far as I remember, good.
Did you forget anything?
Huh?
Just forgot, or
where am I?
Oh no, it's happening again.
I do believe it was
push a good against week. The wall.
I do believe it was a good week.
Oh, good. Favorite part that didn't happen.
Favorite part of my week that didn't happen. I went home.
Wow, I'm so glad you didn't get to go home.
But I will be going home this next week, Alex. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And you are too. And actually, we're road tripping together.
RTN. TNR.
Yep.
I'm the R.
I'm the T. I'm the and. Yeah, so me, my fiance, and then you are actually driving to Iowa and Nebraska to go home.
It's going to be a blast and a half. I think we should record while we're driving.
We should do something. Maybe not a full episode.
Full. Maybe a bonus episode?
Bonus. I like that.
Bonus.
Maybe we can even have the fiance on there.
Oh, goodness. First ever guest?
First ever guest. Well, once we're married, we'll be one. So then at that point, she wouldn't count as a guest. She'd just be another host. Right? Is that how that works?
We need to add her name.
Yes, I require.
We will.
We will do that. Anyway, but we could do a little something.
Yeah.
Give the audience a little bit of her if she's up for it. She might not be. She might be. We'll see.
I think it'd be fun. I think it'd be good.
It'd be good. It'd be fun. All right. Stay different. I'm kidding. Okay.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking.
What you're thinking.
What I'm thinking is,
this is the Michael Jordan episode.
Nope, I was planning on this to play.
Oh, that's what you were thinking.
Yeah, I'm sorry if that was confusing.
I was getting excited because I thought you were going a different way.
Mm.
But I'm always excited for fan mail anyway. So here we are.
All right, who we? Oh! He's back again. Back again. Our one fan mail for the day, Josiah. Josiah, man. Yes.
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 Josiah's going all in, man. Two emails, a Patreon join. He's climbing up the ranks. He's working his way up to number one.
Number one tucked.
Yeah. Maybe someday, Josiah. Anyway, you want me to read what he says?
Yeah.
Okay. Title is, so you locked me out, Trent. I think that's how he said it.
Okay.
He says, I don't eat turkey on Thanksgiving, but we get the leftovers and make turkey pot pie with it.
Whoa.
Turkey pot pie.
Oh, turkey pot pie. Oh, turkey pot pie.
Fill it up and eat it all die.
In the sky at 2,600,000 feet when the elevation's great and the ginger ale is great. Neat. I think I'm supposed to rhyme with neat. That's awkward.
Okay.
We can cut that.
No.
Yep, that's gone.
It's actually not. Hey, guys, we're still here.
This is not a good episode because of that. I ruined the greatest episode.
No. You know something about Josiah? He has a cowboy hat on.
Yeah, I noticed that.
What do you think he's like?
Let me look closer.
What do you think Josiah is like? I feel like he's a cool guy. Probably outdoorsy. He just looks outdoorsy. You know, you're like, you know when you get the question, like, you play the video games, Josiah? He's like, no. I don't do those video games.
Okay, from this picture that I can see, I have a few things I think I know about him.
All right. Oh, wow. Detective Trent, yes. What do we got here?
I think he's not allergic to trees.
That should be obvious. Yes.
He's leaning on a tree. So therefore, I don't think he's allergic to trees. Another thing I noticed is that he does not like wearing facial hair.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And then the last thing is he cares about fashion.
Because he's got his hat on.
The hat, the button up. So, yeah, I think that's really what we can truly think about him. He's not allergic to trees.
Nope, absolutely. Yeah, he knows how to dress.
He knows how to lean on that tree, man.
He's good at leaning. Man. Good at posing, standing still for good amounts of periods of time.
Man, he hasn't moved yet. I don't know.
He's just an honorary guest. Thanks, Josiah.
Thanks, Josiah.
I bet he's excited for hunting season.
Yeah, I bet.
I bet.
I bet.
I bet.
I sure do bet.
Yeah, I have to get, you know, come home, get some pot pie, go back at the next day. Do you ever hunt? Well, what's in that?
Well, I just want to say thanks, Josiah. I mean, you single-handedly saved this section of the podcast from happening.
Think about it.
You were the only one today. Yeah. So thank you, Josiah.
Josiah was like, they don't care what I think.
He'd be wrong.
You'd be wrong, first of all, and we wouldn't have a fan mail section.
Yeah, I mean, you should share if we were right about the assumptions about you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you want to share parts of your life like we asked, do it. And if you don't want us to read it, put do not read on the air. And we won't read it on the air.
And we will not read it
on Alex, the air. Don't wink like that.
Sorry, I have something in my eye.
Yeah, it's called ego.
Ego.
Okay.
I got an eagle eye. Ego eye.
Ego eye. Dude, you don't even know. I got an ego eye at 2,600 feet. 2,600? That's not very high.
They call me out there in the airplane when I'm
the ego eye.
Hey, that's me.
Captain Eagle Eye. All right, let's close this down.
Yeah, what?
With a little bit of this.
But.
You ruined it. Oh no.
All right, that was fan mail. Good old time. Always love it. It's so weird that we go to another room to do fan mail, though.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Why do we do that?
We go to the mail room, that's why.
Exactly, like why do we... I feel like it's not that deep. We should just stay here, probably.
No, we gotta go open the letters.
I guess. Maybe we'll fix that sometime.
Fix it. Well, it's not broken, don't fix it. Why would we fix it?
If it ain't broke, don't fiddle with it. That's what I always say.
Just like that, huh?
If it ain't broke, don't fiddle with it.
Okay, yep. I've heard you say it once, I've heard it 1,000 times.
If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times.
Well, I've heard it nuns, so I've heard it 9,000 times. What? What's got you giggling?
Nothing at all. Trent, are you wanting to do a little game time?
You know I'm always like liking a game.
What time are we at? What are we looking
at? We're looking at this number.
All right.
I don't know.
Number of the episode.
That's right.
Okay.
Figure it out.
All right. Put two and two together and then add one. And
I say put two and two together and you're wrong. Okay.
Good night.
Good morning.
And in case I don't see all right, so this game is called Hypothetically.
Okay, just like that.
Yeah, so
hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
If I had turkey pot pie.
So I just give you a hypothetical situation and you kind of tell me how you'd go about it, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And it's just kind of, you know, quick fire, bang, bang, answer, okay. Laugh, repeat.
Answer, laugh, repeat. Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha. Well, if I forget the answer part, I just laugh. I mix stuff up all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So, just kidding, right? Okay.
Okay.
This is serious.
I'm yeah. I'm not even smiling.
All right. All right. So you start.
Sorry.
Stop.
Sorry.
Stop. Okay. All right. You start with $1 to spend. Every day you get your money doubled. How far are you going to make it? So you know, today you'd have $1 to spend. You could always spend a dollar.
Okay.
And then it gets doubled. So tomorrow, you have to spend $2 only. And okay. And then $4. How far do you think you can make it?
Wait. So I can only spend that much in a day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what I was thinking at first is that if I, say I waited 3 days, so I had $3, right?
Mm-hmm. No. What? It doubles every day.
So, okay. So I'm thinking about this wrong. So if I waited to whatever day I had $4, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I spent... No, I guess that would still make sense. So if I spend the $4... I still get $8 the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
How far am I making it? What do you mean?
Like, could you survive off $4 in a day?
Yeah. I can survive off $4 in a day when in a month I'm making hundreds. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, so you think you're just going to go on until you have millions?
I think so. Once you get past, like, the first 2 weeks, you're fine.
That's true. I don't. It's just what it says.
No. I like the idea, but it just took me a little bit to grasp it. I think if I could make that first week and a half, I'd be okay. Obviously, I'd be okay. $4, so $1, $2 a day would be hard. What are you getting with $2 in a whole day?
Yeah. Also, you're homeless in this situation.
Okay.
You might just have to suffer it out for a week and a half or something.
I get a cup of ice.
Yeah. Maybe they'll just give it to you.
Do I have a phone? So, yeah, I download all the fast food apps and get all the free stuff.
No, you can't have... No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
All right. Well, you answered, so let's laugh at it.
Oh, bad answer.
And repeat. Okay. So, you have been given $10 million cash.
Let's go.
But you instantly become aware of every unflattering thing anyone has ever said about you.
Huh? So, is this a would you rather?
It's a kind of thing like that. Hypothetic. Okay. It is hypothetically.
So, okay. So, how would I react to that?
Or would you, I guess.
Would I react to that?
Would you take it? Would you take the 10 mil?
If I knew every unflattering. Yeah. That's a very specific. Unflattering?
That's just what
like, it's unkind?
Said. Yeah. So, if I was ever like, oh, Trent, his... fingernails, they're so long they cut me.
They are outrageously large.
And so like if I said it to someone privately, you would know about it.
Think about the brain overload you'd have for the first 24 hours. Just everybody's words in your brain. I don't think that's worth it.
Not worth 10 mil?
I don't think so. I don't need 10 mil to live, Alex.
Wow.
I don't need that much money.
Good answer.
No, that's not worth it.
You're making some people proud with that answer. Anyway, well, you answered.
Oh, bad answer.
Repeat.
Hey, you're breaking the sequence.
All right.
Oh, that was a sneeze, right?
Yes, of course. Would you accept $50 million if
you knew every... Okay, go.
You already said that you don't care so much about money, so I don't know about these money things anymore, but would you accept $50 million if that meant that the world would end with your death?
What?
So, like, once you died, everyone does.
Let's flip the script. What would you do? I think the world knows my answer.
Definitely not.
Okay.
That's still the most selfish answer.
We have a different answer then.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. No, I wouldn't do that.
Of course. I think everyone would.
That's a very silly.
That's an easy one.
That's a very selfish choice right there.
It is. But I guarantee there's plenty of people.
Of money.
That would do it.
That is very selfish.
All right, well, you answered, I answered.
That answer.
All right. Repeat. That's what I was supposed to say.
Yeah, I don't know where all right came from.
Why would I ever say
all right?
You get to ask someone living in the year 25,000. Why are you laughing?
I thought you were gonna say I thought you were gonna say like 25,36. We did 25,000. That is so far in the future. I don't want to know where humanity's at.
That is so long.
There's no way we're still on the earth.
All right. So I did misread it.
We better be raptured by then.
I did misread it. It is 2,500. Okay, so.
Okay, just, that's so much better.
Yeah, just here in about 500 years or whatever. You get to ask them one question, but it has to be a 5-year-old or an 80-year-old with dementia. Which person do you choose? Which person do you choose?
My goodness. Oh man, I'm going with 5-year-old.
Really? Okay, yeah. And then also, you know, it's right off the cuff, but what would you ask?
Okay, first of all, my explanation for choosing the 5-year-old, because kids are honest and they're going to tell you the truth. You can't believe I wouldn't feel like I could believe some 80-year-old. Do I know they have dementia?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not... Okay. I choose 5-year-old. And my question? Just one question?
Yeah.
Like, what if it's a long questions, but only one question mark?
Maybe it could be one of these hypothetical questions.
Yeah, be like...
Would you take $100 million?
For $100 million, I'd say... Say the woodchuck tongue twister. Can you? That's my question.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Oh, I don't know. That's a hard one. I feel like there's so many questions that would be important to ask, but I don't know one that'd be the most important. What I ask them, I'd say, do you know if you were to die today? Are you 100% sure that you go to heaven? That'd be my question.
What a great answer.
And then maybe I could witness to another generation that I will not see.
What a great answer. That's the best answer. Everyone. And, oh yeah, your answer, huh? repeat. You could change the price on anything to $1. Hypothetically, what is it?
Is this just for me or for the world?
For you.
For me.
For you.
Well, I could change the price of hymnals.
Hymnals?
I would buy them all for churches.
What a pastor's kid answer. Everyone laugh. One last time, let's repeat. Alright, you get to choose the 8th deadly sin. What do you choose?
What kind of a question is that? They're all deadly, Alex.
You know how like there's like the 7 deadly sins? You know that one?
Okay.
Alright, well, you get to choose the 8th one.
Probably running a marathon.
Okay. Imagine that. You have to feel guilty after you accomplish a great human athletic feat. You know, you're done doing something, you know, small percentage of the world has done. You're like, oh, why did I do that?
That is the most effort you'd have to put into a sin.
Seriously. You have 25 miles to think about it.
You could turn off at 24 and a half and it wouldn't be a marathon.
That makes for some good preaching.
Yeah, it does.
Samuel, wait till the 24th. Guess what? You could turn around at 10.
Could turn down at a starting line.
You never had to step 1 foot on that course.
When the gun rings out.
You consciously made the decision to run
25 miles
for 4 hours. You said.
Bob talks about running the race, but not that race.
That is a deadly race.
Why does that sound like Dave Ramsey? All right, well, we're going to have you cut your credit cards, and we'll send you on your way. I'm going to send you a signed copy of my book. Can I do that? All right. For the next 6 months, we're going to fix that. Ever heard of the debt snowball?
I have not, sir.
All right. Well, we're gonna start small. We're going to work our way up, okay? Are you familiar with our baby steps?
Yes.
All right. We're going to work on baby step one, okay? All right. All right, you're going to hate the next 6 months of your life, okay?
Yeah, but I heard you say it before. How badly am I going to hate it?
Oh, call me back in 6 months. Let me know, okay? All right. Better than I deserve. See ya. That doesn't even sound like him, but...
Oh, I think it sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Those who know, know.
Okay.
One last bonus one. You choose to become the best in a sport. Which sport is it?
I want to pick something very obscure. Ultimate Frisbee.
Oh, dude.
Yes.
You'd be a killer at camp. You know, you're the best in the world. It's like...
And you're going to summer camp.
Exactly.
That's funny.
I've always wanted to be the best in the world at something.
I think it's very possible to have a world record. For me and you to be a world record.
Maybe we should try.
There's so many obscure records that we could do that. We could find something like most eggs cooked in 32 hours.
But the thing is, it's like I'm not the best at it, though. Like, there's someone who could do something better than me.
But they haven't yet.
But they just didn't do it.
We could get a World Guinness record for this office and hang it up.
Those cost so much money.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought they just gave them to you because you were that good. They're like, wow, you are great. Let me give you this.
It costs somewhere between like... I think like $2,000 or something like that.
What? Is that why no one breaks the records?
From Guinness, yeah. Like you can random, you can like there's websites. You know that Guinness isn't like the like it's just another company.
They're the most famous then, huh?
Yeah. They're just the most famous. But like they're just as like official as some random world record website you find online.
Okay. Goal of the week, let's beat a world record.
Maybe on the
When we're driving home.
Oh. Fastest ever.
Fastest ever to drive from Oklahoma City to Iowa.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
2 hours.
Oh, my goodness. Going 140 the whole time.
Slowest time. Let's go 1 mile an hour.
Oh, I could do that. Slowest time to ever go?
I could not. I would get so annoyed. You set the cruise on one.
After 4 hours, and you're just out of the street. That'd be pretty annoying.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's possible. I think we have the skills.
Yeah.
To beat probably most sticky notes on the face in 1 minute.
Oh, I bet I could. How many sticky notes do you think you could get on your face?
In 1 minute?
Yeah.
Okay, let's put this in a perfect scenario where my face is completely able to hold every sticky note that I place. So none are falling off. Okay, every second. 1, 2, 3. Probably, I want to say 30 to 40.
Wow.
That sounds
about right.
I say in a perfect environment, 30 to 40.
Okay. Sounds about right though.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Sticky note it up.
Yes. Do you want to get into our locked in, locked out?
Yes. All right, locked in, locked out. Ooh. Keys, get it? Locked in, locked out.
Yeah, jingle them again.
I should do that. Every time.
Every time. We should have a little key jingle sound. Shing, shing, shing. Ding, 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 or just a little like...
Because there's no music or anything for it, huh?
Oh, I would love to have a little locked sound effect, you know? You know, when they like, turn the key.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty
okay.
sick.
We should do that. Okay.
Okay. Okay, okay.
Just another thing to add that we're during editing.
Okay. So, my locked out for last year was... I don't remember last year.
I liked that for last year was, I didn't do this last year.
No, I didn't have any locked outs, and no, I didn't have any locked in. So I'm kind of in a dry spell here.
Yeah, I think we both are, except for today with Josiah.
Yeah.
With old non-allergic to trees.
So you did get that. Also, it's only been a couple days, so maybe.
That is true. It's not been very long whatsoever. but still one response.
It is all right. It is all right.
Yeah, so you didn't get a response. You say, I just got that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Josiah, you're the only one today.
Well, why did we just slow down so much all of a sudden? Uh-huh. We're like, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
No, I was trying to think about this next week in that because it's coming out Monday, right? So this is coming out on the week of Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
So this should be like a themed locked in, locked out.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I figured my locked in is someone who's taking a nap on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay, yeah. Locked in or locked out?
Locked in.
Oh, I was going to say, that's I'm definitely doing that. That's your tradition.
I never have.
What?
But we'll see.
What? You're not real.
I'm so real.
I'm the realest. For my locked in this next week, someone who has eggnog on Thanksgiving.
Eggnog?
Join me. Join me in the
eggnog.
You're
going to have nog?
I do every year, brother.
Okay.
Yeah. Nog on Christmas, nog on Thanksgiving, nog on New Year's. Nog it up.
Every time. Okay. And my locked out on this Thanksgiving edition is going to be someone who didn't help their mom clean up.
That is a locked out, for sure.
You all better, all right? I better. But we all better. All right, don't leave that to your mom.
That's right.
Don't leave that to your dad. We're all part.
Tell you
and
why.
And if you are the mom and the dad that's cleaning, we appreciate you. We thank you. Sincerely.
I was nodding my head. But
from
was...
the Tucked and Tea Studios?
Yes.
All right, and yours?
My locked out is the person that takes the last piece of pecan pie before the person who made the pecan pie can even get a slice themselves.
Come on.
Come on, guys.
Uncle Richard.
Are we serious?
Uncle Richard.
Oh, I hope there's not one listening.
We know.
We know you, Richie.
So be considerate. That's a really big thing, okay?
Yeah, be thankful. But let that thankfulness lead to action.
Okay, show it.
And action.
Just picture this, action. All right? Yo, you're at the end of the dinner.
You're at the end of a dinner.
At the end of the dinner, and you just hear this. Ready? Action.
Action.
Yep. Okay. Think about that.
Yep. Right after dinner. You better think about it.
Okay. We want you to lead to action.
And if you listen to this episode with your entire family, let us know.
Yeah, that'd be really nice. Maybe listen to it during the dinner.
During the Lions and...
Oh, man. If someone is listening to us during Thanksgiving dinner...
Or if they just finished right now. Action.
We will shout you out.
All over the housetops.
All over the podcast next week. Or wait, no, not next week. Because we're probably going to record early.
We got to record early.
So, not next week. Psych. Okay.
Another time.
Yeah. Another time. Narbis, you got something to say, Narb?
Yeah, he does.
Okay. Oh, he's gone, so. He's gone, so. He's going to come out. He's going to come out. Don't worry. While he is doing that, I've got something on my mind. I've got heaven on my mind. Oh, yes, I'm feeling mighty fine. I've got heaven on my mind. I don't know. Really. Yes, I'm feeling mighty fine. I've got heaven.
I'm kidding. Okay.
No one wants to hear that. No one at all. It's okay. Narbis is popping out. Oh, I see him.
Yeah, he's showing his forehead, but he's not out of the way.
We're just taking it slow here in the last few minutes.
That's what Narbis likes to do.
We're just relaxing. Hey, relax. It's going to be a busy week. Will be a busy week. Has been.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yep.
Narbis is a bit of a environmentalist today. You know, as himself on the turtle, he doesn't like trash on the beaches and stuff. And there's something else he wants to say about water bottles.
Oh.
Okay. So he says this. Bottled water has an expiry date. I don't even know. He just told me. Expiration date. Let's say it that way. I don't know why he said it like that. Due to its packaging, plastic bottles eventually start leaking chemicals into the water. Or so they say.
That's what they're trying to make us think.
But if it's bottled, how do you know what's inside?
You know what? That's a falsity out of Narvest.
Yeah, this week you just had a deja vu that you didn't believe in. Well, now you're going to have some chemical poisoning you didn't know was, you didn't
I probably,
was real.
I probably will. There's poison in everything we have, probably.
I believe that, yeah.
Slowly and surely.
Slowly but...
And surely. Anyway... let's get to
that's my grandma's name. Slowly and surely. I'm kidding. Nana. We all know her.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, we all.
We should have Nana on the podcast.
That'd be
I'll record a Thanksgiving video with Nana and post it on the Patreon. How about that?
Her saying that happy Thanksgiving to the rest of them?
Happy Thanksgiving. Stay tucked in.
I like that. Good. I'll have my Spanish grandma doing that.
In Spanish?
No.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
That was the last slow little bit, huh?
And we're still in that slow mode. It's okay.
Yeah, man. Slow it down.
All right. Well, do you have something of the spiritual nature?
Oh, I have something, and you're not even going to... You would never have guessed it.
Thankful?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to say that too?
No.
That's good. We really communicate before we do this. Yes. We have an order of service and everything.
Yep, what's next? Okay, yep. Your thankfulness is going, yep.
Yep, and so thankfulness, 2 minutes, okay. Yeah, pretty basic, but be thankful, guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't let this, you know, my family likes to do where on Thanksgiving we'll say something we're thankful for, but if we didn't, man, I know there have been years where I just didn't even think about being thankful, even though that's really what the holiday is about, and yet I think it's lost a lot for me,
yeah,
for a lot of people. So don't forget, really don't forget, just be thankful.
It's one of the few things in the Bible that it like specifically states that it's the Lord's will.
Yep.
And be everything thankful. Give thanks.
And everything give thanks.
For this is the will
of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Concerning you, all right?
You. So wake up Thursday morning.
You thankfulness.
Pray, Lord, help me be thankful today.
It's what he wants you to do. It's what you should do. And it just makes you a happier person. It really does.
Yes. And if you're with family that you're thankful for, let them know.
Yes.
Hey, it's always nice to hear. I'm thankful for you.
Always nice to hear that someone's thankful for you.
Yeah. Better than the opposite.
Yeah.
I'm thankless for you.
Thankless.
Okay. Give thanks, everybody.
All right. For me, mine. Actually, I didn't even think about it, but as we've been slowing down, That's my thing. Is just slow down.
Be like Narbis.
It's like the kids that are running in church. Slow down. Slow down.
Slow down in the sanctuary.
No, it's really what I was... I don't know. It's just a random thought that I had over the past 2 weeks. But it was like I was going through life so much, so fast, and getting from one place to one place. And whether it's, you know, something as simple as like just walking to your seat, and you're just focused on getting to your seat or you're getting to your class. And like when you don't slow down, when you're just high speed all the time, always trying to make time when you're like serving time, you really forget about the people that are around you.
It's true.
And so I guess when you start serving time, stop serving people. And
someone write that down. Write that down.
Go ahead.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Yeah. Uh-huh. Write that down.
And I just like, people are such a big part of our lives. They make up the whole world. There's nothing, no point of life without them.
Right. Yeah.
People. And so I think we should be putting in our time into the people and just slowing down. Acknowledge people when you're walking by them.
That's
say
nice.
Hi.
Genuinely
care about their day and their well-being.
Mm-hmm. Look them in the eye when you talk to them.
Yeah. That's what me and Trent do.
And smile.
Record.
I wonder what percentage we actually look. Because sometimes I don't even think. I'm just like.
Yeah. I catch myself a lot of time that I'm just walking by. And that's why I've been thinking about it. Because I walk by, so I was like, hey. And I just like, hey. And it's just, you know. You don't have to every time, you know, stop and have a 30-minute conversation.
Right.
But it doesn't take much to just stop and be like, hey, whoever their name is. Hey, Trent.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm being thankful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of a thing. Slow down and care.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down and care.
It's good stuff. Good thought, Alex.
Thank you.
Put her there.
It's only happened because I was doing the opposite. And I was like, huh, I should.
Well, that's how we learn, huh?
Yeah.
That's how we learn. Two ways of learning. Learn from others or learn from your own experience.
The easy way or the hard way.
Or read a book.
My way or the highway.
What? Okay. Anything else, Alex?
That's it for me.
Okay. Was this the greatest episode? You leave a comment. Leave a, you know, email.
Yep.
Text us. Alex, what's your number?
531-721-6061.
Is that your real number?
It is.
That's insane. No one texted me. Remember I gave my number?
Yeah.
No one ever found that out. I feel like someone will one day. And I'll get a text like 10 years from now. Like, who is this?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Everyone I feel like that's listening already has my number. So.
Fair enough.
Well, that's not true. Josiah? Here's my number.
Text him.
Just say text me.
Text him. Say I'm thankful for
you.
Play that.
Josiah, text me. Tell me you're thankful for me.
Oh, good. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. Okay. What are we doing anyway, huh?
What?
All right, I'm done with this.
All right, well, you all enjoy your Thanksgiving, and we are thankful for you for listening. We're thankful for your Patreon support and your emails, all of it. Thank you.
From our studio to your home, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked.
And eat some ham.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. When you subscribe to the Patreon, keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.